Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well, and welcome to the first story of 2024. I hope you all had a lovely holiday season and a nice break over the Christmas period, but we're back. And what better way to start off the Reddit content of the new year with this? One of the most crazy titles of a story on Reddit that I've seen. You guys already know from the title and thumbnail of this one, it's going to be mental, but without further ado, this is r/bestofredditorupdates. Drop a like on this one and subscribe if you're excited for it. Here we go. Me, a 19-year-old man, and my sister, who is 21, found a video of our mum, who is 45. My sister thinks it's of her cheating, but I think it might not be. We can't agree what to do with it. My sister found this video on my mum's laptop. I think she was using her laptop for some school stuff, and she must have gone snooping through her personal files. She found this video. It's from a few years ago, according to the date of the file. It's definitely our mum in the video, and it looks to be in some hotel room. There's definitely a man in the video, but he's holding the camera, and we don't see his face or hear his voice. I don't want to go into any detail, but it's basically a striptease/sex tape filmed by the man. So while our mum is clearly identifiable, I can't tell exactly who the man is. I first got angry at my sister for showing it to me. I told her this is gross. I don't want to see that. She told me she thinks it could mean that our mum is cheating on our dad and we should at least present the information to our dad. I told her it's very likely it's him in the video. You can see the man's hands in a few shots. I think it's my dad, but she seems to think it's not him. I told her if we show it to them and it is him, not only will we be embarrassed, but they'd be mad at her for snooping. She was like, "Why do you care? I'm the one who did the snooping, so only I'll get in trouble. I'll cover you if they try to get mad at you." I told her there has to be a more sensitive way of approaching the situation, instead of just bombarding our parents with, "Hey, we saw your sex tape, which could either be with you or mum's secret lover, and we should consider the fallout." However, she seems pretty adamant that she just wants to show them. She thinks it's the safest option, since if mum was cheating, she gets exposed, but if it was just dad, then no harm done. We can't agree on what to do, and I have a feeling she might show it to them regardless of what I feel. But if I push hard enough, I might convince her of an alternative solution. So, any ideas on what we should do? Well, what a way to kick off 2024. First story of the new year, and it's this. Goodness me. Before I give my thoughts, guys, get in the comments down below. It's imperative that I hear what you have to say about this. Such a sticky situation, and I really don't know how I go about this, but yeah, I want to hear your thoughts. From my perspective, I'd honestly just be so tempted to just leave it. Like, you found it in a weird way. It's such a weird piece of footage anyway, from your perspective as your mum's children. And look, it could be your dad, it could be someone else. Ultimately, is it worth the hassle of going through all this? Is it really? I mean, look, if it is someone else, another man, then it probably is, and you have to face the embarrassment to save your dad. But if you're pretty confident it's your dad anyway, as you are, OP, I know your sister's not, but you are, then there's no way you should ever talk about this, because imagine bringing up your parents' own sex tape to them. I can't think of anything more cringy. Now, interestingly, OP actually came up with some plans of his own, which we're going to get into in a second. There are a few different plans there. They're all interesting. We've got option A, B, and C of things that he thought of, which he could do. So without further ado, this is option A. Sending it anonymously. OP said, "I like the idea of sending it to him anonymously, his dad, I assume. Maybe through email or something. If it is him, then no harm done, and he doesn't know it was us." Now, I'm not sure I personally agree with that. I think that would be opening a lot of doors. Here are a couple of comments from people down below. Somebody said, "Please don't do that. Your parents will be pooping themselves, wondering what kind of pervert hacker has gone through their computer to watch their private videos." Yes, my thoughts exactly. If you get sent that anonymously, if anything, that's worse than your kids bringing it to you. If your kids bring it to you, yep, very embarrassing, but at least you know that it's still private, or at least only your kids have seen it. If it's sent to you anonymously, you're going to be thinking, oh my goodness me, my life is ruined. Who has access to this footage? And another Redditor backs that up. They said, but if it is him and you send it anonymously, he'll be freaking out about who has it and how they found it. Exactly. I think the only way this works out positively is if it isn't your dad in the video, and this method stops you from having to have the embarrassment of showing him the video. So it stops that, and it also lets him know about your mum cheating. But those two factors we're not sure on at all right now, so that doesn't seem the best thing to do at all, in my opinion. Okay, option B from OP is telling dad about the video. If it is him in it, he'll know it's him, and won't he get mad at us for even looking at it? Is there a way I can let him know that I'm sorry I had to look at it, but it's only because we were concerned about him, so that he doesn't get mad? I think that if you are going to tell your dad, or you are set on showing it to him in any way, this is the way of doing it. Being honest and just saying, look, dad, sorry, this is what happened, right? My sister was doing homework using mum's laptop, happened to come across this accidentally, of course, completely accidentally. Maybe don't say about the snooping, and just say, look, we're worried. It's embarrassing for all of us. Obviously, it's a shock for you. It's a shock for us, but this is what we've seen. I kind of feel like we have to tell you about it. Sorry. That, I think, is what I would do. And finally, on to option C, faking finding it in front of dad. Okay, so what if we go up to him, says OP, and tell him there's something we need to show him on the laptop, and then while browsing it in front of him, we pretend to stumble on the thing for the first time. We can be like, what is this? And if he genuinely doesn't know and says open it to find out, it means he doesn't know about it. If he's like, no, don't click on that, it means he knows. Okay, I guess maybe. So I guess instead of actually showing him the video in full, you just show him where the video is, the location of it on your mum's laptop, and the thumbnail as well, perhaps. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a shot in the dark. It's weird if he knows exactly where it is on the laptop and recognizes the full video from the thumbnail. But who knows? Could be a good idea. I don't really think so. But out of all three of these, I'd probably side with option B, I think. But that's only if you guys are very, very sure that you actually want to tell him in the first place. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'd really, really, to be honest, study this video and try and work out, not in a weird way, by the way, but really study it, which is a horrible thing to think. Study the man, I mean. Really, really try and work out and discern 100% if you can whether this person is or isn't your dad. That is horrible having to watch this again and again, but genuinely, oh my God, it's so horrible. I don't know about that anymore. Oh, you get what I mean though? Like, you wanna know, you wanna take in as much information as you possibly can to let you know whether or not this is your dad. It's just a shame that the actual content of the video is your mum getting absolutely blasted. But there we go. Now, someone else commented down below, dude, if you use one of the plans that you've put in this thread or confront him with it, please post an update. This is gold. I cannot wait until your dad, A, gets an anonymous email with his sex tape and thinks he's being blackmailed, B, finds out you've been watching him do the nasty with mum and is crazy embarrassed, or C, and my favorite option, you pretend to mistakenly find it while showing him something else, and the whole family watches mum and dad's sex tape. Cheating women don't keep videos on the family laptop of them stripping and cheating. They're not dudes. And if your mum turns out to be the dumbest cheater ever, then all of this will expose itself soon enough. But she's not, so it won't. But I just want to see the cringe update, so I'm still rooting for C. That's actually a pretty good point, and I agree with that. Would OP's mum really be dumb enough to keep this in a place that's actually kind of findable on her own laptop? I mean, yeah, I'm sure that OP's sister did do some snooping, but if you really, really wanted something not to be found, you'd put a password in place, wouldn't you? Or you'd keep it on a hard drive somewhere else. You wouldn't just have it on your laptop, I don't think. I mean, look, we don't know how silly or tech savvy or just dumb OP's mum is, but that is my thinking. However, here is what OP and his sister actually decided to do. OP thankfully gave us this. No, here is what my sister and I decided to do. we're actually going to sit mum and dad down, tell them both at the same time that while we were using their laptop, we noticed there was a lot of junk and we were cleaning it up to make it run faster. In the process, we accidentally stumbled on this file and we mistakenly opened it without knowing what it was, but we closed it as soon as we realized. We won't tell them we watched the whole thing, and we won't tell them we suspect cheating. We'll say that the reason we're telling them this is because we think they should save the file in a more secure location, or maybe on a separate hard drive or something, so it doesn't get hacked into. If my dad knows about the tape, he'll be like, okay, that makes sense. And if he doesn't know about the tape, well, now he would. Okay, so that is everything from the original post. That whole original story and the comments that I read out and OP's sort of thinking there, option A, B, and C, were all posted actually back in 2016. April 27th, 2016. Obviously a long time ago. As I said in the intro, it's a crazy story. What a way to start the year. However, a week or so later, on May the 5th, 2016, we did get a definitive update and a conclusion to this one. And again, that is why I love this subreddit, because we actually know what happened. I, for one, am so interested to see what actually ended up happening. I will say just off the bat, I think that what OP and his sister ended up doing was actually quite sensible, right? I mean, all of that sounds pretty logical. There aren't really any holes I can pick apart in it. Yeah, it makes sense. You were trying to make your laptop run faster. As a kid, you might know more than your parents about this sort of thing. You notice there's a lot of junk, bloody blah, fine. And you come across this video. Wow. Okay, nonetheless, here we go. Are you guys ready to see what actually happened next? I know I am. Here is the update.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. Things didn't go so well, unfortunately. I kept arguing with my sister. I told her if she's so certain they're cheating, the least we could do is ask Dad first if he knows about the tape, but not mention that we've seen it. She was determined that it was cheating based on the hands and the feet. She was like, those definitely aren't Dad's. Okay, but then how do you mention the tape to your dad without saying that you've seen it, right? It doesn't make much sense. But yeah, what your sister has said there, OP, is kind of what I was getting at. You have to analyze the video, as brutal as it is, and really, really have a look at what few limbs of your dad's you can see. I noticed there that I've used the word limbs, plural. Let's carry on. I told her that she was creepy as frick. If that was them in the video, and God knows how many times she's watched it, she was basically watching a video of our mother naked, effing our dad's you know what. Even if it wasn't our dad's you know what, it's still freaking gross. But she didn't care. I told her if I couldn't stop her, she should at least leave me out of it. I want nothing to do with it. She then went nuclear. She went and told them everything and embarrassed the frick out of herself. It turned out her little detective work was way off. It was Dad in the video. Okay, well, I think that's good news. At least your mum wasn't cheating on your dad. Our dad was angry, but mostly bewildered, but he just laughed it off and got over it. Our mum, however, didn't take it so well. She had a panic attack. She went nuts. She was like, what the heck is wrong with you kids? I tried to stay out of it, but my sister dragged me into it and named me as her accomplice, even though I'd warned her against it. Our mum was so hurt and upset, not only that her daughter would so brazenly accuse her of cheating, but that her children had watched an explicit sex tape of her. She was really traumatized. She couldn't take it anymore. She got up and left to her parents' house, where she's been there for a whole day to recuperate. She only called our dad to speak to. She won't speak to us. Our dad told us to just give it time until she's feeling better. Okay, and there we go. That is that. Goodness me. I do just want to give some overarching thoughts on this one. But first of all, I think I need to say this. I actually put a lot of blame on the mum here. if you've got a file like this, right, on your computer, your personal computer, completely fine, right? That is okay. Well, it's not great, but it's okay. However, if you're letting your kid use that computer and you haven't stored, as I said earlier, you haven't stored that file in a private location with a password protection or anything, just in a locked folder. And we know that your kid is obviously tech savvy. They're 21, you know, they know what's up. And they find this video. I don't think you can blame them. I really don't. Like, if you want something not to be found, don't put it on something that you're giving to somebody else to use, like free will. Yes, she's gone through maybe some more personal stuff, but ultimately you're giving her your personal laptop. I don't know. Yeah, it's not great of your daughter to do that, but ultimately, are you completely surprised and shocked that she's done that? I don't think so. I think part of the blame has to land on the mum here for taking that risk. Just put it on some hard drive or just don't give the laptop to your daughter. That'd be my thing. Secondly, I know what you guys are probably commenting down below. The kids are weird. You see this video, why they're analyzing it over and over again. Why are they watching it multiple times? Why is the sister watching it multiple times? And I get that. And it's a struggle to argue against that. But I feel like once you've seen this thing once and you're then past the complete horror and shock of it, you would then analyze it and try and work out if it is your dad or not. I don't know. I have not been in that position, thankfully. So I don't know for sure. But do you get what I'm saying? It's horrible. But I feel like once you've looked at it for like over 2 seconds and you kind of know what's going on, you're past the point of just slamming it shut and forgetting about it. You have to then look at it and really work out what's going on, for better or worse. I don't know if you guys are going to agree with that, but it's a horrible thing. That's just what I'm thinking. I mean, yeah, ultimately, what a crazy way, as I said, to start the year with a story like that. Guys, really hope you enjoyed it. This one is obviously up for debate. Let me know in the comments your thoughts on all of this. That's the best thing about stories like this, is that opinions will differ, and that's fine, but it's just good if we have a conversation about it. You know, what would you do? If you're a parent, if you're a mum watching this and this happened to you, if you're a kid and you found your parent's sex tape, how would you react? What would you do in this situation? Get down in the comments down below. Phenomenal scenes. Wow. Crazy stuff. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.